You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Comment by Polani Gwala.
So about 1,300 poultry jobs were lost at the end, or will be lost actually today being the end of the month. And I see that the ANC yesterday says that it has resolved that government should buy struggling but productive poultry farms in a bid to save jobs and increase food security and productions. The story is South African chicken producers, including Rainbow Chicken, are set to retrench more than 3,500 workers in one of the largest industry jobs bloodbaths, as they struggle under heavy competition from cheap imported chickens from European countries. Now, we were speaking during the post-NEC Lekhutla media briefing yesterday with Gwede Mantashe, when he said that the party has resolved to pursue this as part of accelerating radical transformation of the economy. He said on the agricultural and land reform, the ANC decided to defend existing jobs and create new ones by protecting and incentivizing domestic businesses and industries. Unfortunately, my immediate reaction to this is that I don't think this plan will help at all, because the bigger part of the problem in the sector has got to be efficiency. And the industry has admitted that it is about efficiency. This industry was protected from competition for a very long time, and now that it has to deal with competition, it is simply unable to. And the whole world, unfortunately, knows that this industry is unable to deal with competition and that it is inefficient. Now, there was a letter last week written to Trade and Industry Minister Dr. Rob Davis. It was written by the EU Trade Commissioner, Cecilia Malmström, where she was rejecting outright these accusations that the EU countries are dumping cheap chickens in South Africa. And she said that South Africa has no reason to impose tariffs against them, the import duties against them. She says that the issue is that the real problem of the South African poultry industry is that they are so that the industry is suffering from structural problems affecting its competitiveness. So the industry knows about this. In fact, I've spoken as well to the Brazilians about this, and they're saying that compare the poultry industry in Brazil to South Africa. Chalk and cheese. In Brazil, we're much more efficient. We're much more agile. The South African industry is completely inefficient. So there is absolutely no way that if government buys this, then it will be more efficient. The industry needs reform, and that reform is absolutely not to be found in any of the state-owned enterprises. I mean, certainly government is not known to be behind successful reforms here. So this plan is not going to help. But what I think is going to help is for the industry to stop asking government to impose further tariffs or whatever the case may be, but to look itself in the eye and say, what are some of the structural changes that we need to do in order to protect our industry and in order to protect these jobs?